In times of uncertainty, people are looking for something solid and stable to hold on to. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're going to look at a country where a lot of changes are taking place rather quickly. Ministry has reached into the chaos to share a message that people need to hear. And as another school year is about to take off, we wanted to share with you how you can give a child a chance at a brighter future. We'll start today in Turkey, where the post-coup crackdown continues. The country will release 38,000 inmates early to make room for suspected plotters. Sweeping powers were also granted to President Erdogan under a state of emergency. At the same time, Islamists have targeted Christians. Sat7 USA's Rex Rogers says Sat7 Turk is in a unique position.
We're there, and we're able to speak truth to power without attacking current regimes. We don't get political partisans, but we do talk about human rights. And all referencing who Christ is and what Christianity is about.
People are asking tough questions, and Sat7 Turk is providing answers.
It means people are hungry. It means they're curious. It means they may be, as we say over here, seekers. And they're asking more about Christianity, or they want to read a Bible, or they want to get access to a Bible. So absolutely, there's an openness.
Here's a final thought. Nobody loves adversity, but when it happens, we can pray, because God is at work.
Prayer for the security and safety of not only our people, but of churches, of Christian people in general, particularly if they've come and been converted from the background of another religion, they're vulnerable to even their family members.
And the ongoing refugee crisis is understandably an old story to many ears, but the reality is people are still hurting and experiencing great need. Diane Romain of Vision Beyond Borders says of the camps in Lebanon and northern Iraq,
it is a difficult situation. Many of them may never be able to return home, and they're beginning to face that now. And so there's a lot of physical need. And just because of the sheer number, it's been difficult for countries to assimilate the refugees into their countries.
So VBB is sending containers filled with humanitarian relief items to these countries. Romain says the problem is too great for any of us to bear on our hearts, which is why it's so important to remember we're serving Christ when we serve these people. She also says it's a crucial time of openness for the gospel among them.
So it is a time when we as Christians need to step up. We need to be out there. We need to be showing the love of Christ in meeting the needs of these people, and it gives us the opportunity then to speak into their lives and to show them the truth of Jesus Christ.
You can support the container shipments or the printing of Bibles through Vision Beyond Borders. Find out more at missionnews.org. And please be praying for the stamina for the workers and that the refugees find hope in Christ. Lastly, stores across the U.S. are stocked with backpacks and supplies as children prepare for a new school year. In developing nations, kids are also awaiting their opportunity to go to school. But in many of these countries, admission is denied if the child doesn't have school supplies. Amy Norton of Orphan Outreach says that's why their ministry is once again hosting Mission Backpack, a drive for school supplies, backpacks, and more.
In the countries where we serve children, literally the kids cannot even go to school if they do not have the school supplies or they don't have the uniform.
Nearly 4,000 children are involved in the educational programs of Orphan Outreach in Guatemala, Honduras, India, Kenya, and Latvia.
We have a lot of after-school programs too for children. We're trying to help them be able to do well in school.
It's a gospel-centered approach to the children's education. Plus, there's a special gift inside each backpack.
Every child receives a Bible, and that Bible goes home with them. So not only are they receiving the gospel there at school, but they're also taking those Bibles back home to their families. And as they're working on schoolwork, they also have been sharing what they're learning in school with their family. So it's also reaching out to the community as well with the gospel, even through the school.
If this is something you think you'd like to do, look for the links in our story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for your world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, action points, prayer cast links, and more, all at your fingertips at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.